Thank you.
All right, and here we are at the fifth lecture, Washington, January 1960. I've got a little bit more to tell you about auditing than you'll know all about it. And you'll have it taped, completely taped, over there on the machine. Make sure you know something about it, too. All right. You ran some processes today. You probably ruined everybody. It's a shame to waste cases like this, just to ruin them this way. It's a shame. Someday you'll have to run overts against cases, won't you? Everybody shudders on that one. End of session. Now, where we have a pre-clear, we should also have an auditor. It's desirable. It's desirable. But where an auditor is so afraid that he is going to commit an overt act that he just isn't going to move in and invade the privacy of the pre-clear's mind, we don't have an auditor. And where an auditor is terribly afraid that he is going to invade the privacy of the PC's mind, he somehow or other not is everything you tell him about this e-meter. And it just doesn't matter how many demonstrations, drills, arguments, familiarities you get on the e-meter, there's no sense in looking for a person's aptitude with electronic machinery as the place you clear up in order to run an e-meter. The place you clear up being able to handle an e-meter is the willingness to enter somebody else's privacy. Now, where the invasion of privacy is a national engram, you very often have difficulty with this here little machina called an e-meter.
One just shouldn't pry.
Well, you better learn how to pry, because if you don't learn how to pry delicately or roughly or otherwisely, you're not going to get anything done with the pre-clear. You're going to run yourself up some loses. But remember that if you start running too many loses, then you yourself are causing yourself some failures. You are causing the failures. When you start talking about, I'm sorry to have to level with you this way, really, but I'm not joking. I am sorry, because it sounds very invalidative as far as you're concerned. But I don't want your instructors in this particular unit to put up with any of this nonsense of how do we handle this meteor. You know, this person sitting there, you know, I just can't see the dial. Instructor has to come along and say, well, a meter is turned over. And you have to reverse it. And this is the tone arm over here. And then have to come back a few minutes later and say, and there you are, and so on. And you say, well, I just can't tell the rises from the surges. It's marked wrong on here or something of the sort. And the tone arm here just doesn't seem to operate properly.